You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm not going to say I've climbed onto the bandwagon. However, if there was a bandwagon and it pulled up right in front of me, I have gone with this World Cup thing from just being like, you go do you, go sports, to like maybe wanting to have half of a butt cheek on the bandwagon as it drives by. We went out last night and watched the World Cup.
Yeah, how was it?
I thought it was so exciting. And if you were going to watch any soccer thing, holy hell, last night was the one you watched.
Oh, yeah.
People say soccer's boring. I'm like, that one wasn't.
None of the matches I've watched over the past 6-7 days now have been boring.
I mean, he just kept scoring. Yeah. And he, ladies, he is easy on the eyes. Let's just be honest.
Messy.
I mean, hello,
I mean,
sir.
To be critical, he is getting older. He is getting slower. But obviously, that does not matter for his ability to run circles around all of the much younger, much faster people.
Oh, yeah.
And still score goals.
He's 39. Is that on the high end of,
yes,
as it would be with baseball or basketball or any of those things?
Yeah, he is a grandpa by international soccer standards.
How was FanFest, Sam?
So I went down. I took it in. I did not see Dan down there, but we were kind of in the same section watching the game.
Yeah, and I was way up front, and I think you're a little bit behind me.
Yeah, and I will just say that being the curmudgeon that I was, I had a very critical eye about every single thing, the entire experience, trying to find something to complain about.
Samuel.
I will summarize all of that with, I plan on going again.
There you go.
I'm so proud of you.
It was awesome. It was electric. You know, I can complain about the fact that the beers were $748. I can complain about the fact that they only had two entry lines, which I think is weird for how many people you're trying to funnel in. Mm-hmm. I can find complaints all over the place. I'm really good at that.
But you're not
going
to do it.
I'm going back.
I'm so proud of you. And by the way, Lionel Messi, who until last night I called Lionel Messi, his three sons were here.
Oh, yeah?
And watched Dad score that World Cup hat trick in Kansas City. You saw Patrick Mahomes was there.
Did you see when the two teams walked out, you see how they hold the hands of kids?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, those kids are from here.
Dan?
Yeah.
Please tell me about this. We did not have audio where we were, but when those kids walked out, I said, oh, my gosh, are those the players' children or are those children from Kansas City?
Most of them were from Kansas City, just local kids.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to cry when they came out holding their hands of the little kids.
Yep.
How did they get chosen? Do we know?
That's a good question.
That's incredible. Yeah, I wonder if it was like a Big Brothers and Big Sisters thing or something. I don't even know.
They reach out to school districts in the metro and they ask, you know, who are your top performing kids? Who are the kids that are trying to excel? Not just in academics, but trying to bring the community get together. They're doing extracurricular activities and they want to give them a once in a lifetime opportunity to walk onto a soccer pitch with one of the greatest players of all time.
Well, one of them was holding the hands of the Lionel Messi.
Went on to score a hat trick. It was incredible.
It's so fun.
And we don't have the numbers yet. That'll probably come for the people watching across this country, this continent and the world, because that game last night was a focal point for the world.
Of course it was.
Because of Lionel Messi, because of that, and Argentina, reigning champs of the World Cup, yada, yada, yada. So this was a big one.
The skyline was so beautiful. And did you see
the
Western Auto sign is finally back up and lit? There has never been so much ink spilled over light bulbs. And who is responsible for the glowing of the light bulbs? We are so happy. And Mayor, if that was you, thank you.
So
the sign deserves to be aglow, and it is now aglow once again.
It is aglow-ish.
Yeah.
You'll notice one major difference.
Is it Eastern Auto?
No. It says Western Auto. All of the letters are lit up. The red neon border of the arrow was lit up.
Good.
But you remember from many years of having this as part of the Kansas City skyline and being a historic landmark in Kansas City, typically that arrow has lights that move, They turned that section off.
Sam, beggars can't be choosers.
Because that is
we
the
can
area.
See it at night. Let's just do the deal. We'll send a maintenance guy up later to figure out the doop-de-doop-de.
Kansas City looked great last night.
I think it looks better without the white lights inside the arrow.
Yeah.
I thought it looked super cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we are going to get to the traffic sitch. For those of you, there are some passionate thoughts about traffic getting in. And I don't know that that is warranted, and here's why. There were, let's say, 70,000 fans watching the World Cup last night. There were some empty seats in the upper bowl. For the most part, it looked packed. I think Kansas City did a phenomenal job, and all of the naysayers should apologize. However, there are stories out there today that people say it took way too long to get in. And one of the things I asked the guys out in the newsroom, I said, look, like, we've all been to a Chiefs game, and if the Chiefs are playing and the Royals are playing, or there's something else going on downtown, you have to plan to be in there. Or let's say you're going to a concert, the Rolling Stones concert. Guess what? We missed Ed Sheeran opening for Rolling Stones because it took an hour to get in, just to get into the parking lot. I don't know why this would be any different, because now we don't have 70,000 people or whatever driving in. We have ride shares coming in. And so there's going to be time spent getting people from point A to point B. I don't understand why there's people that are puzzled about this.
I think that there are a lot of folks out there that sometimes have valid concerns, but I think there's a lot of folks out there that are only happy when they're complaining.
Here's the Kansas City Star story real quick, Sam. Arrowhead nightmare. Bus takes more than an hour to get to the World Cup in Kansas City. Who among us hasn't been sitting on 435 trying to get into a concert or a Chiefs game? I don't understand. This is the biggest sports event to ever hit our town, Sam.
And if you are a frequent flyer to a Chiefs game, you know that you have to get there at a certain window. Most people who go to Chiefs games regularly have their schedule down pat when it comes down to what time they need to get ready to head out to go tailgate, what time they want to get to their tailgate. And that's what cuts down on that traffic flow issue. When you're only allowing a certain number of parking passes and you're charging $160 for those parking passes, you then have to anticipate a greater influx of that last second traffic. Otherwise, you're asking people to show up and just do what? Mosey around for a few hours?
Well, but that's what I would do, Sam. I would go early and I would go often, early and often. You have to plan for that. Now, some of the issue is that people were trying to catch a bus and then the bus got stopped in traffic. And so then all of the excitement, because you think you're just going to drive there and get there, there's sort of a wet blanket moment where you're like, okay, we're going to be sitting on this bus for a while. But I mean, it's the biggest soccer event in the world. And I don't know that any other town looks any different right now than we do.
This is a bit of a mass transit experiment for Kansas City. We don't have the infrastructure that other larger cities have. You know, we've seen it with the Super Bowl parades. We've seen it with the Royals parade, where we had all of those satellite lots set up where they were running buses back and forth. I remember when I went down to, I think it was the second Chiefs Super Bowl parade, it was an absolute nightmare. The bus couldn't even get to the parade. They dropped us off like 4 miles from the parade, and we just had to walk the rest of the way in. And that is with all of the arteries that you have in and around downtown Kansas City to be able to navigate that traffic. I think it's just a situation where they weren't clear enough to say, hey, if you're going to be trying to get to the game, you need to set out 2, 3, 4 hours in advance. And that's a tough argument to make, when, especially if you're from Kansas City and you're used to just going out in your own vehicle, you're used to tailgating and hanging out. You're not going to want to go and just stand in the Arrowhead parking lot, excuse me, Kansas City Stadium parking lot, just waiting for the game to start.
So I'll tell you this, the city knows today. The city knows today. And so if there are changes to be made, trust me, they are going to make those before the next match, which is Saturday, Ecuador, 7 p.m. One person says, and this is a fair comment, for some reason they have changed the drop-off area from the usual one for a Chiefs game. Instead of coming off Blue Parkway, they are having us come on Manchester and then make two left turns. One of the people said both of the riders on those buses bailed before making it to the drop-off area. Just said, let me off, I will walk. Because I'm sure once you get like close and you're knocking at the door and you can see the stadium, I'd want to get out too. Like, especially if you're in an Uber. Get out and walk if you can, right?
Let us off the bus.
913-586-7798. When we get back, we're going to welcome KNBC 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby on. You heard this in the newscast before the show. We got some weather around us.
It is a weather-aware day.
Time to be weather-aware. It's windy. It's weird. We will ask Brian what's going on and what time. But if you want to weigh in on the traffic situation, stick around for that. We will get to that right after we talk to Brian Busby. 913-586-7798. You can text in that line to Sam. We will read your text there. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Turning red, crying's not for me. Let's go straight to it. KNBC's chief meteorologist, Brian Busby. It is warm. It is windy. It is a weather aware alert day. Brian, what time, when, all of the things.
First of all, that is not my walk on song, and Sam knows it. And so I'm not going to talk about it until I get my proper walk on song.
What is your walk up song, Brian?
Na 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 na.
Okay.
Na 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 na.
Here comes the lyrical gangster. Okay. Well, how about we walk you out with that song? I did not have that on my bingo card. The lyrical gangster. What is happening today?
First of all, we had a warm front move through. Temperatures actually rose last night, even without the sun. And so we're in what's called the warm sector. So we have this cold front that's going to come slicing through the area even as we speak.
Yep.
And that's going to get things rolling probably after 3 o'clock or so. And also probably farther east of downtown Kansas City, like eastern Jackson County, draw a line down to southern parts of Johnson County, down toward Linn County on the Kansas side. That'll be the diagonal probably where these thunderstorms will form. The window will be between, say, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and then it'll be cleared of our listening area. Damaging winds, hail, and a spin-up tornado cannot be ruled out. Couple things, though. Not like last Saturday in the ingredients, not like last Saturday in the duration.
Good.
So, yeah, we have a chance of thunderstorms, we have a chance of severe weather, but for this area, it'll be more of a concern for east of us. I'm talking central Missouri, eastern Missouri, more so than us.
Okay. I would also say, Brian, I need someone, and I'm for all of the old people listening, and I count myself in that category, you need multiple ways to get your weather alerts. And one of the things that I have on my phone, Brian, was the severe weather alert and the tornado warning that we all remember from Saturday, right? I can't get that cleared off of my notifications. And one of my girlfriends the other day, who's a little bit older than I am, said, every time I open my phone, I still see that darn thing. So find a young person to clear that off your phone, because Brian, we still have weather moving in. And then if you pull up your phone and you see the old weather alert, it stresses me out.
I'll tell you another thing, honestly, X, Twitter.
Yes.
I mean, I still see warnings, tornado warning. And I'm like, what? And then it's like dated on Saturday. That's another thing that happens even with the Facebook algorithm. It'll just spit out stuff because it knows it gets clicked. So, hey, people want to see that.
But wait, I've noticed, Brian, you've started saying, I am posting this on Thursday at 3 p.m. on this date. And I appreciate that.
Hopefully at the top so people understand, okay, this is not current. This is just Facebook being dumb.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I really do. And then rain all weekend or no?
Not really. Tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle or a shower in the morning, and one could pop up in the afternoon. Not severe, not widespread. Friday looks great. Saturday for the second game, we could see some rain showers. It's a 7 o'clock start, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there may be some thunderstorms around then. Probably not severe. But Father's Day itself looks like a washout. But, you know, I don't think this is such a thing as a Father's Day brunch. So if you're trying to dine outside, you may want to try to get a reservation inside for Father's Day.
Oh, that's great advice, Brian. Hey, I just want to leave you with this. Na, 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 na.
Ah, na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na.
There you go. I feel much better now.
And we're going to call that your walk out song, not your walk up song.
Gotcha. Oh, no. And by the way, I texted Kathy Nelson and said, brava, my dear.
Yes.
I mean, man, even in the newsroom, you could feel the electricity. We're nowhere near the stadium.
Yep.
Well, relatively speaking. But man, this city is just fun. crazy.
I texted her the same thing, and we are so blessed to have it that it went off without a hitch. We have all of our friends in town from all corners of the world, Brian. So we do hope that the storms aren't that bad, because we don't want two sirens going off in like 4 days. Come on now.
I'll try my best. I'll stay in the board upstairs. Take care, guys.
Appreciate you, my friend.
Love you much.
Love you, love you. 913-586-7798. We want to get to the phones real quick, and I love what Cole is about to say in Olathe with respect to the World Cup. And you know, the amount of time that it took some of the buses to get in. Cole, thank you for hanging on. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And first, I got to say, it seems sacrilegious to talk soccer without Scott there. And thank you for being there for him.
We wouldn't do it any other way, Cole.
Okay. And I just wanted to say, I have been lucky enough to attend a game at White Hart Lane in London, which is where Tottenham plays. And they were playing Liverpool, and when that game was over in the evening, to get back to where we were staying wasn't even as far as Lawrence, and it took almost 6 hours, and you had to go by train. There was no such thing as driving or taking a bus or anything. And so I don't know what people are complaining about. I think it's just us in America wanting our instant gratification. I don't know.
I was told we were going to a soccer game, and I would like to be rappelled in down from Johnny Rowland's straight to my seat, Cole.
I didn't think about calling him.
Yeah, I'm sure that could be arranged. It would probably be expensive, and you would probably get a call from the FBI and, you know, be wearing orange for a while.
Well, now we know. We need to let everybody in on the information that if you're headed out to the game, pretend like it's a Chiefs game. Not that you're going out to tailgate, but that you need those extra hours to get in.
Absolutely.
KC2026 did talk to KCTV5 this morning. They said that the entire day was an extraordinary success, but admitted so there cool. were some problems with getting fans in and out of the Truman Sports Complex. They said, quote, "We recognize that some fans experienced significant delays entering the stadium complex and understand the frustration." They go on to say the primary challenge occurred at stadium entry, where operational constraints created congestion that affected all modes of transportation arriving at the venue. They noted that the organization has made suggestions to FIFA regarding that process.
Okay, I want you to repeat that. We are making suggestions to FIFA.
Right.
Meaning, this is not Kansas City in charge of this. That is a great reminder, Sam.
This is not KC2026 that set up this operation. This is not Connect KC26 that set it up. While they are the ones running the buses, all of it, goes through FIFA. You can come up with it, whatever idea you want to.
Right.
FIFA has to approve it.
Thank you for clarifying. And I think it's going to be much smoother on Saturday. You're nuts if you don't think there are high-level meetings going on today just debriefing what can we do better. Any good operation is going to do that. And our operation here with Visit KC and the Sports Commission is the best in the country, hands down, if not one of the best in the world. And so they are absolutely going to get this figured out.
That Saturday game, 7 p.m., Ecuador and Curaçao. The gates open at 4 p.m.
Curaçao.
So get there early.
Let's all say it together. Curaçao.
What did we think the other?
Well, earlier I said it was just the Ecuador game because I was not entirely sure how to pronounce Curaçao.
It is Curaçao.
And I will also say today is World Croc Day. And when you handed me the Global and International Observances Day, mm-hmm. I swear to Moses, I thought it was World Croc Day, as in the little rubbery clown shoes that people still wear, and I'm puzzled that they do.
No, it's croc like crocodile.
Right. Well, okay. they should clarify that.
Because what's wrong with the shoes?
I thought we were bringing back Crocs.
Oh, what do you mean bringing them back?
Let's
they
not.
Are back in full force.
Let's not.
Aldi even has their own now.
358-6-7-7-9-8. We talked about Aldi yesterday and the mystery box. We are going to pivot into a conversation when we come back about Uber and Lyft and something they are going to start doing for customers. And some of you are not going to be very happy about it. Target tried it, got busted doing it.
Instacart got busted doing it.
Yep. We'll talk about it straight ahead on Dana and Parks. It is not a good thing. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Speaking of, if you missed it, some breaking news in the last hour. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady as officials ready for higher borrowing costs as inflation fears continue to dominate Kevin Warsh's first meeting as chair of the central bank. The decision came today to maintain rates at a range of 3.5% to 3.75% for a fourth straight meeting. It was supported by all 12 members of the Fed. All right, speaking of money, here we go with the old surge pricing. I don't know if I want to call it surge pricing. It's basically, if you make money, gouge pricing.
Well, surge pricing relates to too many riders, not enough drivers.
Yeah, that so we're going to charge more.
That is a supply and demand issue. This falls under this weird caveat that all of these companies are now experimenting with, dynamic pricing.
I hate the word. I hate the thought. I hate the gouging. And if you did this with gasoline, I will remind you, you would go to jail. Uber and Lyft have been using Black Box, an AI-driven pricing tactic, to sell virtually identical rides at vastly different price points. And they're even offering fake discounts to entice customers, according to a stunning new investigation.
Meaning they're chalking up the price so then they can say, well, hey, we're going to give you 15% off.
Give you 15% off, but only after we gouge you for 30. In tests conducted for select routes across 17 states in March and April, they just did this. The median price difference between the lowest and highest fares for rides ordered at nearly the exact same time from the exact location. That's important. So Sam and I would order an Uber at the same time from Mission, Kansas.
Right.
And we would both ask to go to town center. Okay. They've got to do this correctly.
Same distance, same car size.
Same distance, same car size, all of that thing. And the differential between car A and Uber B could be as high as 50%, according to a Consumer Reports investigation published this week. The two most popular ride-hailing apps in the U.S. also frequently woo customers with promotions. But they found nearly 11% of all discounts on Uber and Lyft appeared to be fake because they are based on falsely inflated prices.
Which we're seeing more and more throughout all industries. It's
not
just an Uber and Lyft thing.
When companies basically hike your price in real time for whatever purpose they want. We saw this with Instacart.
Yeah.
So you guys, say that you live in Lee Summit. They would have you order from Instacart from the exact same grocery store in Lee Summit.
So you got a can of beans for $1.79.
Whatever you want. Let's make it a can of beans and a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
Then they would have another person in Lee Summit on the other side of town order from the exact same grocery store at the exact same time.
Same product.
And consumer products. And I love consumer products. They do such good investigations. They did this in multiple cities at the same time. They said basically in 3, 2, 1, order Instacart right now. And they told you what to order. The prices were insane for some people ordering, the percentage hike based on what they think you are willing to pay for beans and a pound of ground beef.
So they're looking at all of the data that they have collected on you from your use of Facebook, your use of Amazon, whatever information that you have willingly given the cloud, we'll call it. They are able to pull all of that data together in some algorithm and decide that you, Dana, make a little bit more than me. Therefore, you can pay $1.99 for that can of beans, and I only have to pay $1.59.
So here is my question, and please weigh in on this because it makes me so mad. 913-586-7798. How is this legal? And here is why I ask. If you chose any grocery store in the country and you walked in at the same time I did, let's say I'm a 52-year-old female, you are a 35-year-old male. We walked into the exact same store at the exact same time, and we purchased the exact same things. And you went up to the cashier, and you said, here are my 10 items. Dana, here's my card. And they rung me up, and my bill is $90. And then the exact same guy, 35 years old, is right behind me with the exact same 10 items, and they ring him up, and it's $72. That would be illegal.
Oh, don't think that's not coming down the pipeline.
You cannot say in the same grocery store line, these are the prices that we have posted.
Yeah.
Say you get a bag of tortilla chips for $3.99. But for this guy walking in, when you ring up, we're going to charge you $5.14. There would be a riot if people knew that was happening at the grocery store. The price that is displayed, and look up this law, Sam. It is a law.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The price that is displayed in a grocery store is the price you pay, period. And if there's ever a store that gets caught, routinely or otherwise, showing prices that do not match with what is happening at the register, they can be in trouble for that. Why is this any different? Why are we allowing this to happen?
Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act covers unfair or deceptive acts or practices in commerce, specifically regarding pricing. The reason they can't get it done in the store, and I'll break that down for you here in a minute about how they are getting that done, but in your example, they can't do that because the price sign read the same number as they picked up those products.
Okay.
So I learned this from working in the gas station and the way that you have to handle changing the gas price sign before you change the price on the pump.
Right.
Where they can, you know, you can go up to the pump and actually you might pay 6-8 cents cheaper than what the sign says because they have to change the sign up if gas prices are going up before they can change it on the pump.
Correct.
The reason they can't get that done in the analogy that you were providing is because if you picked up those same products at the same time, the can of beans would have displayed $1.79.
Right.
Therefore, they have to charge you $1.79 or you have a right to challenge that. The way that stores are getting around it, and this has not yet been proven, this is only an allegation, and it involves one of the major big box stores that may or may not have a blue logo,
right. Yep.
Where they changed all of their price signs throughout their stores from the standard, you remember the yellow piece of paper with,
yeah,
you know, the number printed on it.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Now they're all digital price signs. And the allegation that's going on with that particular big box store, and quite frankly, probably many others, is that those prices will now change not only throughout the day, hour
right.
by hour,
right.
but throughout the month. So say they find that in a particular community, I'm going to use what is a monthly product for women as my example.
Yeah.
There's a feminine hygiene product that women need regularly.
Yes.
If they find that, say, in Mission, Kansas, women seem to be buying more of this monthly hygiene
Tuesdays.
On the 17th of each
sure.
month, they will artificially inflate those prices for that week because they know
okay.
that they can now get more money out of
it. I love these examples, and I do not doubt for one second that is happening, where digital pricing would go up, pick your time of day, I think
yeah.
it's 6 p.m., where people are getting off work and going to the grocery store right after work. I can see where any store would say, you know, right around 6 to 6:30, let's hike everything. That's when everyone comes in. Or here's another example. The Chiefs play on Sunday, okay? Or
yeah.
your football team, name your team in your town, are
your prices
inflated
yeah.
for beer and chips and burgers and brats 2 or 3 hours before kickoff. I can absolutely see that happening. Here's the difference and why I think this is not a true analogy. In that analogy, Sam, the women going in collectively are all paying a heightened price on the 16th of that month.
Right.
Or you or I are going in collectively before a Chiefs game. And because it's 2 hours before kickoff, instead of $10 for the brats, we're going to pay $15.
Right.
We're all paying the same price. With dynamic pricing, the way I see this is different, and certainly with Uber and with Instacart, this would ring true. They are not collectively charging everybody a heightened price, which I think you've got some wiggle room with the legality there. They are charging a different price for you than they are for me. And are they doing it because of gender? I'm asking, are they doing it because you think I make more money?
I think it's based on that because
zip code.
They look at the way that you spend your money. Certainly where you sign into Amazon will weigh into it.
Yep.
So if you have a Mission Hills zip code
yep.
and you're signing into Amazon in Mission Hills, all of a sudden your Uber charge is going to be more expensive than somebody who's signing into Amazon, you know, in Waldo. I'm hard pressed to find how they're violating the FTC law here, though, because they're advertising the price that they're charging you. It's icky. I'm not backing what they're doing. I think that it should be stopped. How they put a stop to it, we'll have to figure that
one
out.
In the grocery store example, Sam, there's a sign, and you and I go in, and the price is $4.36. So you look at the sign and you agree to that.
Yeah.
The difference is with dynamic pricing with an Uber or a Lyft is that in the grocery store, you and I would see, we could see in real time if we both bought the same thing and it rings up different. With Uber and Lyft, I don't know that I'm getting gouged. Let me decide. So if you said to me, Dana, we know where you live. We know, we believe based on your Amazon shopping habits that you will pay more for this ride. So instead of $20, we're going to charge you $30. Why do they not have to disclose that? Let me decide. Let me decide if I want to pay the extra rate.
So basically, you should just bring your really poor friend with you
when
you want to go out to the bar and then have them order the Uber back and you can Venmo them for what it costs.
Oh, the whole thing makes me so mad.
It's so messed up. And then to take it one step further, and I was talking to a buddy about this last night because we were talking about FIFA World Cup prices, and that's a whole nother issue is that FIFA is cutting off third-party ticket sales 3 hours before the game.
Yeah,
I
saw that.
A lot of people get discounted prices because they wait until right before the game. Totally different issue. But I mentioned to him, and this has been proven in the airline industry, where if you are buying online and you have a United States IP address, you will pay more than an overseas IP address.
Okay, wait.
And
that,
you can test that in real time.
That is a better example. Airlines is a great example because if I log on, and if you got another one, please call in 913-586-7798 where we already know we're getting gouged. Airlines is a great one. If my son logs on with his, say, Southwest flight, you know, what is your Southwest rewards number?
Right.
And I log on with my rewards number and we're side by side with two different laptops, I would expect the prices to be different.
Yeah, your rate would probably be higher than his.
My guess is that would be the case.
But you can actually test that in real time, and I'm not suggesting that people do this, but you can set up a VPN. So go look at the flight that you want. Say, you know, I want to fly to Curacao next week.
Yeah.
Pick your flight, pick the exact time, and then set up a VPN and put yourself in, I don't know, Mexico, and see what the price difference
is. Oh, that is fascinating. 913-586-7798. Have you noticed, or do you feel like you have been gouged in this way? And if you have another example where the pricing is all different and I wouldn't necessarily know that in real time, like the airline example, give us more of those examples because it's happening all around us. And I think it's up to us to understand it and educate ourselves as consumers. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. If you're going to New York anytime soon, one of the price variations in the Big Apple spread out 152%. 152% differential between customer A and customer B, quoting here from the CEO of Consumer Reports. Consumers don't expect that two customers taking the same ride at the same time can be charged very different amounts or to be shown discounts that really aren't discounts at all. And the solution, he says, is straightforward. Companies should be required to clearly explain how prices are set. And why are they doing this? From 2019 to 2025, Uber's profits nearly quadrupled, hitting $7.9 billion, up from almost $2.1 billion. Since they pivoted to algorithmic pricing around 2016, both apps, Lyft and Uber, have seen an explosion in profits.
They're bamboozling us. They think we're too dumb to notice.
Joe in Bonner Springs. Hello, Joe. Welcome on in.
How's it going today? The way that I've had to deal with the flex pricing is I've had to take pictures of the sign. You know, it's a pain when you get a whole grocery cart full of stuff.
Oh! But
for example, I was at the Big Blue in Bonner Springs, and their whole display of dog food said, you know, 40-pound bag for $9.95.
Yep.
Well, when I took a picture of it, and they honored the price because it rang up like $26.
Okay, so how many people, Joe, just don't pay attention to that? And the answer I'm telling you right now is going to be like 85%.
Yeah, but I'm cheap.
Well, Joe, between $9 and $25, that's a huge swing. But if you're talking about celery and it's a few pennies here and there, it still should be illegal or is illegal. And most people are not going to go to the trouble that you're going to, and I applaud you for it, to be like, that rang up wrong. Because then they go, oh, we've got a price check on aisle four. And like, no, it's, if it's to save $2, it's not worth it to me. Just forget it. I'm not going to wait for somebody to go compare that they made the mistake. It's not worth it.
I can tell you from my 10 years in the retail space, it probably happened to us once or twice a shift where they'd bring something up and they'd say, no, wait a minute. That sign said 179. And every time we would honor it. From the text line, I used to work for a very popular store with dollar in the name, not a dollar store, but dollars in the name. Peel back those yellow stickers and you'll find that it says on sale, but the price on the on sale sticker is actually higher than the sticker underneath.
Wow. Robert in North Kansas City, hello.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good. Thanks for weighing in. Go ahead.
Well, I got a little comment for you. The electric company is doing the same gouging right now when they charge you more from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. just because that's when everybody's home, everybody's cooking, everybody's doing laundry.
Yep.
That's the same thing.
I didn't even think about the electric company where I'm probably getting charged something different than my neighbor and my neighbor. And that's also a monopoly, right, Robert? So there's no competition.
Absolutely.
There.
That is correct. And there's nothing we can do about it but pay it.
Yeah, every time they ask for a rate hike, have you ever heard them say no?
Yeah, well, to Robert's point, I tried to avoid signing up for the new system, and eventually they just did it for you.
Great. Let's wrap up with our friend Barb in Odessa. Hello, Barb.
Hi, sweetie. Hey, can I say something, this short sentence?
You go right ahead.
I know you talk to Scott every day. Would you please tell him that I love him and my prayers? I cried yesterday because I felt bad for him, but he's going to be okay, I know.
Barb, you're so sweet. It's been a rough time, and I know he will appreciate that, and I'll pass it on to him, okay, my friend?
Okay, honey. The thing I wanted to tell you, I go to a store, you know, I'm not overly wealthy or anything, but, you know, I have to watch my money. But when I go to the store, I can't say the name, but I went and, you know, you always get on Saturday a $5 coupon.
Right.
So if she spends $30 or whatever it is, $25, invariably, when you get to up there and they ring you up, you go home, you never get that $5 off. The same thing when you buy three cartons of pop for, say, $15.
Yes.
It's always $6 each. It's not $4 each. And the same thing with the tickets. You go up there and something like the chip was $2.99. You got up there, it was $4.89.
Barb, keep looking at the prices because I think the more that we do that, and I don't think like the cashier is out to gouge us. I really don't. I don't think that's that. I think this is a corporate issue. And by the way, severe thunderstorm watch just issued for a whole lot of you in our listening area. And we will have much more on that in the news and the weather coming back. We will also update that at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Get the podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure to download, like, or subscribe.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.